My name is Kyle McPherson. I'm 22 years old, and I believe in myself. So should you. So just a little bit about myself. As I stated before, my name is Kyle McPherson, and I was born in the South, specifically Atlanta, Georgia. Like the east side of Atlanta, if you guys know. Zone 6, not the nasty part of Zone 6 that you probably affiliate with, like Future, Metro Boomin, all these southern rappers and whatnot. Lived in like a much better area of Zone 6. It's not as glorified, probably got a hard judge right there, but you know, it is what it is. But at a very young age, I left the South with me, my mom, and my sister, and we moved around the East Coast up to Chicago a lot. We lived in Kentucky, London, Kentucky, which was country, to say the least. It was gravel roads to get to my house. There's a farm right next to us, bulls and cows and all types of crap. There's a forest behind my house, and also was definitely the only like African Americans who lived in that town, or within it had to have been a good 50-mile radius. But I learned a lot from that place. I learned a lot from all of the places that I lived, and I don't know. I guess we'll touch back on that, but that was a very interesting place. But I also lived in Norfolk, Virginia. It was a very diverse place, mostly African Americans, kind of lower income. It was nice. I enjoyed it. It's fun, but very dangerous. One of the most kind of sketch places I've lived in my life. Started playing football there, and that kind of changed my life kind of forever, I would say. But for the most part, continued moving until reached Chicago, Illinois, and now I live here and work here, actually. So yeah, that's my moving around. But back to football, though. I started playing football in Norfolk, Virginia, which, if you know anything about football or peewee football, Norfolk, Virginia has some of the best peewee football in the nation, which really doesn't say much because it's little kids, but it kind of leads you to become the football player you're going to be, right? And, yeah, I played from third grade up until my freshman year of college, and I enjoyed every down I played, every practice I went to, and overall, I think it's a great sport. I mean, like anything in the world, I think it gets very saturated. I think it becomes a point where it's not what it's intended to be, right? The intentions get twisted. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I recommend, if you're interested in football, I recommend that you get into it and that you try it out. But put your 100% foot in it, because if you put 99, you're going to get hurt or just not enjoy yourself. But yeah, college football was fun as well. I only played for a little while. I kind of fell out of the love with it. Got focused on other things, bad things, good things. But it led me away from football. Still love football to this day, watch it and everything, but just actively participating in it, just kind of strayed away from it. But let's see. But going to college, like I said, playing football in college, I actually I had a scholarship out of high school, went to another school, left that school, dropped out of that school, then went to the scholarship school and ended up just, like I said, not focusing and just not being in the right state of mind about going into school, especially being a student athlete, ended up dropping out of that school as well. Probably one of the lowest points of my life, just very demeaning. And anybody who else has ever dropped out at any stage of college, I highly recommend that you don't give up. One, college isn't for everybody. It's not the end of the world. It's not the start of the world. So it's not that important. But me personally today, I am back in college a lot more focused and with a more driven path. But I highly recommend people that if you dropped out for, let's say, lack of grades, focus, got kicked out or something like that, I highly recommend that you go back and at least try, give it your all just to prove to yourself that, one, you can do it, and then two, that, I don't know, you can do it. Believe in yourself, right? So next, yeah, I ended up getting a job, running through a lot of jobs, did a lot of working after I dropped out from the college I was playing football at, and ended up working at for an airline company. I'm not going to disclose the name just because don't want any problems with that at all. But ended up working for an airline. Really loved it. Loved the airplanes. Loved working on the airplanes. And I was at the bottom of the bottom, just like kind of part-time and stuff like that. So I was wondering how I could make a career out of this. Love the benefits, love the hours, all different types of things about it. So I kind of just looked at the top of the food chain, you know, you know, just saw the pilots bringing in the planes, doing their walk rounds, just seeing their lifestyle and stuff. And just chose to pursue the pilot lifestyle. So therefore I started, let's say, connecting or networking with a bunch of pilots, met a bunch of great guys, great group of people, great network, great environment, great social environment to be around. And met a couple pilots. They, one, helped me fly, get my discovery flight in a sense, the first flight in a sense. If you haven't flown, you can do a discovery flight at any small airport. But this guy helped me do it. He actually owned a couple planes, shared a hangar with a couple other pilots, and helped me be able to fly a plane. And that was actually one of the most eye-opening experiences because me personally, I really don't like flying and stuff. And that it's kind of odd that I want to chase the pilot thing, right? But, you know, it's just like anything with ignorance, I guess. When you're enlightened to an idea or enlightened to something that you're fearful of, you kind of realize the small things that you were like tripping about. And like, for example, with me, like turbulence or noises or, you know, smells that I would hear on a commercial airplane. When I was in a small airplane, I felt all the same things, you know. I kind of realized how small those and minuscule those things are in an actual flight plan. But that's one thing that I recommend for anyone out there who's fearful about anything, is just to dive headfirst into it and see what it's really about. But yeah, so like I said, met a lot of really good pilots, been networking with a lot of them. They give great advice and they all want to help. And that's in any profession. If you're looking to become a professional in anything, I highly recommend you go straight to the top of the chain, straight to the head, and talk to them. I would say, I don't know, from, I guess, that bottomless pit feeling I had from dropping out of school twice, ever since that day, I kind of like promised myself that I'm going to be better than I was yesterday, or better than I was 2 minutes ago, better than I was a second ago. And work at things like there is no tomorrow, because tomorrow, in a sense, is not promised. I've had lots of friends, family, rest in peace, that just, in my mind, at least, in my perception, just passed away out of thin air, you know, and it's just like there's no rhyme or reason to it. But, you know, everything, I believe everything has a purpose or a plan, in a sense. But, you know, I really believe that working every single day until you're completely tired, you've given it your all every single day, that you'll be reaping the benefits of your labor, of your work, your ethic, later down in the line, if God willing that you have a later down in the line, right? But yeah, as I said before in the beginning, I believe in myself, and I believe you should too. And yeah, I guess this is my first episode. This is the introduction. So we'll see what this podcast has in store. And I hope you guys enjoy this.